When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. And, you know, I say week in and week out, if you ever want to be on Q&A with Koloff, go to koloff.net and message me and you'll get a personal phone call from the Russian Nightmare. Or maybe if you're local to the Winston-Salem, North Carolina area, we'll have you in studio. Even better, then you get to meet the Russian Nightmare. But today we got in studio David Graham the Third with me. David, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Hey, what's going on, Nikita?
Well, it's great to have you here. And of course, we have some long history with each other. Now, you're a 20-year-old successful entrepreneur, which is amazing. That's going to inspire somebody out there right away, right? So. But we go back. I first met your parents, David Jr. and Wendy, I guess maybe 15 or so years ago. We were introduced through a nutrition company still to this day drink the product, actually. Grateful to have been introduced to that company. To date, Lex Luger and I say it's still the best product on the planet. We keep looking for other things. We still haven't found anything better for the money, for, you know, biggest bang for your buck. But all that to say, so you were just, I'll say, a little tyke back then, like maybe 4 or 5 years old when we first met.
Yeah.
And here we are all these years later. Of course, your parents are staunch supporters of Koloff for Christ Ministry. I've ministered and spoke at your church there many times. In fact, just recently did a Man Up conference that you and your dad came to, and which wasn't even your first. You had been to some of the other Man Up conferences. And what was that? Let me just ask you, what was that experience like for you to sit in on the latest Man Up conference?
It was really good. Yeah, just being in a room full of guys with the same mindset. Seems like the only people in the whole world right now with the kind of man up thing you're talking about.
The man up, kind of the man up focus or for men to be real men, right?
Yeah.
And godly men, of course, godly men, because it centers around, you know, the whole conference centers around being healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, which I know you enjoy the physical aspect because 4, 5, 6 years ago, you embraced weightlifting, exercise, and getting healthy, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And your motivation for that was what?
At first, just not wanting to be skinny anymore.
Okay.
Just wanting to put on some size.
Yeah.
And
nothing wrong with that.
Fell in love with it pretty fast.
Yeah, I believe I've heard the word addicted. You've become addicted to exercise, yeah. Working out and exercising.
Yeah.
And I get that too. You know, starting about the age of 12, you know, there's just a certain sense of to me, and correct me, you tell me if this resonates with you, a certain sense of accomplishment when you can go into the gym. Of course, it doesn't happen overnight, takes time, but over time that, you know, you can build your physique. It's pretty amazing the way God made our bodies that we can go in and lift weights or exercise and work out, build our biceps or our chest muscles or whatever through resistance training and all of that, right? Just to, there's a sense of accomplishment there, would you say?
Yeah, and that's what makes it so fun. If it happened overnight, it really would take the fun out of it.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody was in great shape in 2 months, then it wouldn't be as cool as it is.
Yeah.
So it's a lifetime journey. So yeah. I'm still learning. So I've been doing it every day for like 5 years.
Okay.
And I'm still learning stuff every day, trying new stuff, which you probably are too after 50 years.
Yeah. Well, I tell people it's been a 52-year experiment for me. Because there's no cookie-cutter approach, right? In other words, it's not like I can write up the same workout for every single person and they're going to get the exact same results, right? Whether it's a workout or an eating plan or any of that. It's all kind of experimental, right?
Yeah, everybody's completely different.
Yeah, metabolisms and everything else. And so let me go back to the man up for a moment, because you said something to me. I want to see if you remember. I'm trying to jog my brain right now. But there's something I said at that conference that stuck with you. Do you remember what it was by chance?
Probably the what something that's really important to me, and you covered it for a while that day, is just being a man of your word.
Mm.
So okay. I just feel like that's so rare now in any age guy.
Yeah, and it whether you're 20, 40, 60, 80, right?
Yeah.
And I like to say, you know, my word is my bond. In other words, if my yes is yes and my no is no, but if I tell you yes, then I'm going to actually follow through with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and for you to embrace that at age 20, and you not only did that impact you, and check, you know, go to koloff.net as well, and just or follow me on social media on Instagram. On Twitter, on Facebook, because I will post usually like where I'm going to be doing these conferences, what towns, what cities, what states I'm traveling into. I'll end up doing, I don't know, 15 or 20 of those this year alone, and on average, that's what I do. But and it's just the opportunity to empower and equip men to be, as I said, godly men, godly husbands, godly fathers. And so certainly glad that it impacted you. Any other thoughts on what would you say to a man out there, or even a woman listening to this show, if a conference came to their area, would you recommend that? Would it be worth their time to go?
Yeah, definitely go. Spend the day learning from Nikita. And if you look at the whole Bible, it's not just the reading and praying for us is just mentally, you know, mm-hmm. or spiritually. It's the Bible also talks about your physical being, you know, just it's not just the going to church, and you got to take care of yourself mentally, spiritually, and physically.
Yeah, to be so, the whole person.
Package.
Yeah, the whole package. The total package. No, wait, that's Lex Luger. Okay.
Yeah. and if you're lacking on one, it's going to drag you down on another.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. You can't be lacking in one area and it not affect the other areas, right?
Yeah. And also, each one helps the other one.
They all benefit from each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, that's good. That's a good observation. So whether you come to a conference or not, just take his word, take his advice there. And I'd mentioned you know you'd been to others prior to that. I like to say this: a repetition is the first law of learning. Right. So, you know, you might think, oh, I went to that conference once before. Oh, I read the Bible before. Was that mean you shouldn't read it again? I mean, you know, could you learn something else or come to the conference and pick up something new like you did, right?
Yeah. It's like you ate breakfast last week. You're going to probably do it again today and tomorrow.
That's a good point, man. I love that. So let me touch on this too. You're an entrepreneur, and I learned from you. I did not realize that you became an entrepreneur about the second grade.
Yeah.
But you got in trouble for being an entrepreneur.
That's right.
Yeah. What? Give us the short story on what happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since I was really young, I was just buying and selling anything I could just to make a couple bucks. And at the time, I was making the paracord bracelets, was big at the time, and I was selling them to my friends at school, and I got in trouble for it. I had to give them their money back. I think we might exchange back after school.
There you go. The school shut you down from being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and that's kind of what's rubbed me wrong about the school system.
Okay.
They want to make everybody the exact same.
Conform everybody.
Yeah, they want to just push the same thing on everybody, and they don't realize everybody's different.
Yeah.
You got to have business owners. You got to have bankers.
Employees.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, if everybody did the same thing and everybody wanted the same thing, the world would not line up right. It wouldn't run smoothly.
It reminds me of the Bible saying many parts, one body, right? I mean, you know, we think of our own physical body. I mean, the eyes function differently from the ears, right? The ears function, the hands function differently from the feet, right?
Yeah.
And so in the same sense, no, that's a good word of advice as well. In that, it doesn't necessarily emphasize the individual, right? And I use the word conform, try to conform everybody into one mindset, whereas the way God created us, he created us with imaginations. He created us to have a vision, to be able to dream and aspire to do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, and if anybody, any young guys or girls are listening, and really at any age, you know, just think for yourself. Don't just listen to everything that your teacher or your professor is telling you, because if you only listen to the mainstream nowadays, you're going to go down a bad path.
Right. So be mindful enough or willing enough to research things for yourself.
Right.
And find out, you know, don't just take it at face value that what this person's saying is true. Maybe I should do my own homework or my own research, right? And we're not just picking on the school system. That can just be in a conversation with an individual, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, even your friends, your family. I mean, you can't just take everything and go to the bank with it. I mean, you got to think for yourself a little bit, because they could be wrong and not even know it.
Speaking of going to the bank, you're 20 years old. You're in second grade. You're making bracelets. You're selling them, even though they tried to shut you down. That didn't discourage you, because I know you went on even to the 7th, 8th, 9th grade to sell candy and soft drinks. And what'd you tell me, making like a couple hundred bucks a week?
Yeah, yeah. I was spending more time selling candy and drinks than going to class.
You're definitely an entrepreneur. And then bought your first car in about the 9th grade and sold it like $300, sold it, and then turned around, bought a couple other cars, and that just snowballed, right?
Yeah, just kept rolling over to more and more.
Do you think your parents, because I, you know, your parents are very entrepreneurial. They got their own car business in Kannapolis there, Graham 4x4. They got their own self-storage business now as well. And of course, I mentioned when I met them, you know, it was through a nutritional company that we had got involved in and became best friends. Have been an inspiration in you watching them and their success?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm real grateful for the parents that I have, and they showed me there's, you know, you can work for yourself, and, you know, and that's what they taught me, and that's what I've always wanted to do. So I'm kind of just taking a different path than most people.
Or most people your age, let's just say.
Yeah.
well, most people in general. But yeah.
Yeah. And they've had a huge impact.
Yeah.
I mean, I've learned some stuff from other people. You know, you, people online that I've watched, things I've read. But yeah, I mean, 90% my parents. I mean, your parents has got a lot to do with how you think, how you're programmed.
Yeah, how they influence you and what they model.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Yeah.
And I know not just in business, I mean, both your mom and dad love the Lord and certainly have modeled that for you as well, which has led to your own foundation and relationship with the Lord as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so it's not just any one aspect, it's in every aspect. And well, and so we're going to get to your questions here in a moment. It's Q&A with Koloff, and I want to give you the opportunity to ask me some questions. But I do want to make a point for our listeners to hear this as well. You're 20 years old. Of course, you've gone on from not just selling cars. You're in the process of launching a brand new business. I know you've gone into business with your parents as well, and you have a goal, a vision by age 25 of being a seven figure. At least, if not a seven-figure income earner, reaching the pinnacle of seven figures. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's what I'm shooting for.
Okay. Well,
25 or as fast as I can.
Or even sooner.
Yeah.
And that's an incredible vision at your age. And again, for your age group, and regardless of what your age is out there, can I just emphasize again, you're listening to David Graham III, some of his story here today. Be inspired. No matter what your age, it's never too late to start, right, David?
That's right.
You can start at any age. And Colonel Sanders was 65 when he launched Kentucky Fried Chicken. And so it's never too late to start. So, all right, well, we'll just have to have you back at another time and find out how that new business that you guys are launching is going. So, fair enough?
Yeah, that'll be good.
All right, so Q&A with Koloff, go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and fire away your first question for me?
Okay, we'll start off with, I was thinking about this one on the way up here.
Okay.
And so, you know, you had a pretty amazing wrestling career a long time ago, and that has gave you the platform to do what you're doing now on such a big scale. But if you could... If it wouldn't devalue the platform you have now, would you change anything about the past? Would you still go through the wrestling career? Would you still probably made a lot of mistakes through that career and being young? Mm-hmm. Would you change anything or would you do it just the same?
That's a great question. Certainly if I, let me just kind of process how I want to answer that question. Certainly I'm you know, wrestling wasn't something, as many know the story, many have bought the book, you know, of course, newly updated wrestling or Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, where I really chronicle, with the help of William Murdoch, chronicle my whole life story and thinking back on how wrestling played a role in, as you said, in what I'm doing now, is essentially full-time ministry, although I'm still involved and engaged in the wrestling world, just in a different format, not in the squared circle, actively, you know, trying to pin my opponent, per se. You know, so I go out and do autograph signings, legend signings, Comic-Cons, those sorts of things. And come to realize that even though I wasn't looking for a professional wrestling career, that door of opportunity opened up. So again, going back to business for a moment, you know, you may be out there and something, an opportunity may pop up on the radar that you, that wasn't on the radar. You weren't expecting that to happen. You know, you got to keep your eyes open, your ear to the ground, so to speak, and your eyes open. I think a lot of people miss opportunities because they're just not looking for them. Opportunity comes knocking sometimes at the door, but then you have to answer the door, right?
Yeah.
And so when wrestling, when that opportunity came, I did take advantage of it and fortunately had a meteoric career, albeit shorter than many of my peers in the wrestling world, but by choice, not realizing that 11 months later, I'd find myself at an altar, surrendering my life to Christ. And then looking back and how the wrestling in a sense for me was a training ground for the ultimate call of my life, which is what I'm doing now. And so I don't know that I would have changed anything looking back. People challenge me or not challenge me, but ask me, do I regret leaving when I left? You know, I left wrestling at the age of 33. You know, my own buddy Lex Luger says, I don't know if I called you a moron or an idiot or both. I'm not sure when I heard you left wrestling because it was right before the explosion of pay-per-view. And you guys went from making thousands of dollars to making multiple millions of dollars. In fact, at one point, he and I talked and discussed at what I potentially walked away from. And on a very conservative basis, probably $30 to $50 million that I walked away from. And sometimes the enemy, David, will beat me up with that. And what I mean by that is the enemy, because there is a real enemy to our soul. Just as there is a God of the universe, there is a devil, Satan, who opposes him and comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Sometimes he'll whisper in my ear, think about all that money you walked away from. Oh, you could be so much better off financially. Oh, you wouldn't have to work another day in your life, right? And so I have to always keep the enemy in check, not to let him, you know, try to put me in some depressed mood because I walked away from multiple millions of dollars. But when I think about the conferences, the Man Up conferences, certainly the Man Camp that Lex Luger and I facilitate now, and the ministry and this radio show and everything else I'm doing, there's no price tag that I can put on the impact that I've been fortunate to see or have on other people, whether it's given an invitation or some might say an altar call in a church service or at a youth event. Sting, Ted DiBiase and I did a big youth event back in 2002 in Indianapolis, Indiana. There were over 43,000 teenagers there.
Wow.
We saw over 10,000 respond to the altar to give their life to Jesus or make a decision for Christ. How do you put a price tag on that, right?
You can't.
You can't. No. And so no regrets on the decisions I've made in the past. And I'll summarize by saying this. Everything I've experienced in the past, good, bad, or ugly, has made me into who I am today. It's helped mold me and shape me into who I am today. And so made a lot of mistakes, but I'd like to think I've learned from a good many of those mistakes. So it's a long answer, but I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, good answer.
Okay, thank you.
And if you would have stayed five more years.
Yeah.
You might not be here today.
There's certain variables. I call them defining moments in life. And I think any one of us, you know, even though you're only 20, you can look back and see certain mistakes you've made. Or again, that's helped define who you are at this point. And going forward, I assure you that you're probably going to make a few more mistakes, David. Going forward in life. But the key is to learn from those mistakes. That's the key. So you don't have to repeat it and make the same mistake over and over and over again, okay? And so, you know, when I consider, even for myself, moving forward and what I'm going to do, anything and everything, I want everyone out there to listen. They're called defining moments. It's at least what I call them, okay? I mean, if I had stayed, yeah, there's a possibility the Man Up Show, the Q&A with Koloff for Christ Ministries might not even exist. had I landed the Rocky IV character, right? Ivan Drago. There's a pretty good chance you and I would have never met, or we wouldn't even be having this conversation. And so there's a lot of, I can look back on a lot of points in my life journey that, man, had I made a different decision, or life had taken me a different way, that much of what I, all of what I'm doing now may have never happened. So that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another question?
Yeah. I got one more question, and okay. I'm going to make sure Lex is going to listen to this podcast.
Okay.
But so go back 40 years or okay. whatever was the prime in yours and Lex's career.
Okay.
And I'm just using him because I know him.
Yes.
And I know y'all wrestle together and we're friends. So take all the rules out of the sport.
Okay.
Just put you and him in the ring.
Uh-oh.
Who's going to walk out of the ring?
Who's going to be the last man standing?
Yeah.
Man, you are putting the pressure on me, David. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. Does it have to be a wrestling ring? Could it have been a football field, a gridiron? Because, you know, both him and I both played football. Now, he reached the professional pinnacle. You know, I took a different path, right? I was on that path of pursuing a professional football career. He ended up stepping into that world prior to his professional wrestling career. All rules aside, who would be the last man standing? So are we talking about like kind of like an MMA kind of thing, or
cage, ring, anything goes? There's no rules.
Okay, because you know, wrestling nowadays is known as sports entertainment. So we can't predetermine the outcome. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. There's no there's no crowd.
There's no crowd. Oh, even better. That way I can come up with my own ending, and there's no witnesses to prove that it actually happened. Man, you know what? So I'm in my prime. He's in his prime.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like 285, 8% body fat, 34-inch waist. He's like 265, 70, probably 32-inch waist, 4% body fat. So it is mano y mano, right? Man against man.
Two animals at that time.
I know. Gosh. I mean, I could take the humble path and say, yeah, he would probably. Does he have to pin me? Let me ask that. Does he have to pin, or is it just a last? It's an I quit match. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's no, it's not a pin.
It's an I quit match.
Might as well call it UFC, MMA. I mean, somebody
who's
don't want to
tap out.
Yeah, you can't take no more.
Who's going to tap out? Okay, because you know, Magnum TA and Tully Blanchard were in an I quit match, and before the term tap out came, Tully had to tap out to Magnum. I would probably tap out to Lex. I think he'd have a little more leverage than me. He was, you know, at 6'4", I was 6'2" in my prime. Even though I had a few pounds on him, I would only because there's, I think he's been more schooled on other aspects of the physical side of things, that he might put me in a hold or be able to put a move on me that would. Or finishing hold, let's say, that would cause me to tap. I'm gonna take that path. Although Lex, David said he's gonna make you listen to this interview. Because let me just say, he's quick to point out that he held the U.S. title much longer than I did. Right, one of the longest reigning U.S. champions. So he's quick to point that out, and. He did, with the help of Yokozuna, body slam 600 and whatever pound Yokozuna. So Lex was a pretty staunch athlete all the way around, and was good at whatever he did. And so where I was more focused on certain things. So I would give him a run for his money, though, David. Okay. I'm going to say that.
Okay. Yeah. Good answer.
So I might tap out, but he's going to know he was in the cage with me. I'll say that. You know, the last cage we were in, he cheated, you know. He had to use a chair to beat me, but I'm just saying. So just throw that out there. Anyway, well, David Graham III, man, it's been great to have you on Q&A with Koloff, and you'll come back again and do some other shows?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'll be back.
Awesome.
I'll definitely be back.
Well, great to have you, and thank you for tuning in to another episode, Q&A. I hope I know you're enjoying these shows because you're giving me feedback. I get emails, or I see you out at signings or different places in churches, and you tell me how much you're enjoying both the Man Up Show and Q&A with Koloff. Tune in again for another great conversation and more great questions, and go out and just live a God-filled, God-blessed life today.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
This is the Truth Network.